Today's share is Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, the new Perek, the new Mishnah. There's a mitzvah to say, Midaraisa, that if you find somebody's lost object, that you must return it. The Torah Gdeisha says, Hashem Teshivim L'Achicha. The opinion of Rashi is that only after you pick up the lost item do you have an obligation to return it. But if you chose to ignore what you found, then you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't be over the lav of the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah to say of Hashem Teshivim L'Achicha. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says that as soon as you see something lost, you have a mitzvah of Hashem Teshivim. And if you don't return it, then you're over that mitzvah to say, even though you not have it, you not pick it up. Says the Mishnah, El Metzias Shloi, the following Metzias that are found belong to the person who finds them. The Elu and the other ones, Chayv L'Hachris, you have to announce them. Even though the Mishnah began with the Metzias that you find that belong to you, because the Torah learns what you could keep for yourself from a drasha, and the halacha, and we know the rule in Shas is that anything that is learned from a drasha is more chaviv, and that's why it's mentioned first. The Ritva says that the Mishnah begins Eilu Metzias Shaloi, and then it says Ve'elu Chayiv L'Hachris. Why didn't it say Eilu Metzias Ein Chayiv L'Hachris? Ve'elu Metzias Shechayiv L'Hachris. Says the Gemara, says the Ritva, the Mishnah's come to teach us that when the halacha is Eilu Metzias Shaloi, teaches us that not only do you not have to look for the person who lost it, you don't have to search for the person that loses it, but even if the person who loses it, who lost this item, comes and tells you that it belongs to you, it doesn't make a difference. Harei Eilu Shaloi, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the halacha is that it remains yours. Eilu Metzias Shaloi, so begins the Mishnah. What are the examples of Metzias that remain, that are yours? Matzah Peres Mefuzarim, if you found fruit that was scattered, so when you find fruit that's scattered, or mas mefuzaris, or money that's scattered without a simen, so that become brishus or you found kriches, bundles of straw, brishus harabim, if you found them in the brishus harabim, igula dvela, dried figs, kikra shanachtim, standard bread, machroizah shaldogim, a fish all on a rope, chaticha shabasar, pieces of meat, gizei tzemer halukich medim nesam, balls of wool that are brought from another country, anitze pishtan, strands of linen, l'shana shalgaman, strands of purple wool, and all these cases, harayel shaloi, to become yours, divrei meir. So Rashi explains that the reason they're yours is because once they're found in such a fashion, it must be that the owners were miyash from them, and since the owners were miyash, they must become hefker. Tosfos, however, teaches us a very important point. Tosfos says that yiush and hefker are not synonymous, and the tzais and the nesivus explain what is the difference between hefker and yiush. When you mafker something, they say the moment you mafker it, it's no longer yours. By yiush, if you miyash on something, you don't lose it until somebody else takes ownership from it. But until another person takes ownership of that object, even though you were miyash, it still remains yours. Of course, explains the Sma, when our Mishnah speaks about Rishus Rabim, it's not to be understood in the classical example of Rishus Rabim when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus Rabim in our Mishnah means a public area. Anything which is not standard, chayv lahachris. You have to make an announcement. Ketzad, what does that mean? Mokol motzi eagle. If you found some dates, ubetoichecheres, and in that eagle there's a piece of earthenware, so that makes it unusual. Or you found kikur shalechem. You found a piece of bread ubetoichemamis, and in that bread there was money. So again, those serve as a simon, and since there's a simon, then you have to make an announcement. Rav Shimon Alayma, kol clay and puria, anything that was new, and therefore the owner never had opportunity to use those objects, so he has no way of being able to identify that they belong to him. Then the halacha is ein chayv lahakris. You don't have to make an announcement about those objects, because obviously the person that lost it will not be able to find it. Our Mishnah teaches us matz and maris mufazaris. If you found scattered money, harel shaloi. So I saw that the Sefer Talalei Iris explains maris mufazaris, that means money that you scattered. What does it mean when we say money that you scattered? When we speak about money that you scattered, we're obviously referring to money that you gave away. Money that you gave away is scattered money. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that the only money that a person really has in this life is the money that he gives away. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. Matz Moes Mephazaris, if you found scattered money, the money that you gave away, Hareil Shaloi, that is the money that is truly yours. Any other money that you have is not really yours. The Shalsa Chuas Chaya Aryeh brings an episode where there was a person who gave back an Aveda to somebody else, and he made a bracha. As we learned a few moments ago, that giving back an Aveda is a mitzvah saseh. And he made a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem al Kenem Melech Olam, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoysa V'tzivonu al Hashavas Aveda. And everybody thought that this person was a great Talmud Chacham, that he knew when he's fulfilling this mitzvah, he has to make a bracha. But actually, the halacha is that any mitzvah which requires the consent of another person, the halacha is you don't make a bracha. And since this is a mitzvah that requires another person's consent, the person that you're returning to it, returning the lost object, has to agree to take it, so the halacha is you don't make a bracha. Others say that the reason you don't make a bracha for Hashavas Aveda, because Hashavas Aveda also, as we said at the beginning of our shir, comes with a lav, with the lav of Laisucho Lesalim. And any mitzvah saseh that has attached to it a mitzvah Laisaseh, you don't make a bracha on. So we learned in the Mishnah, Matzah Peiris Mefuzarim. If you found scattered Peiris, then the halacha is that you could keep it. Ask the Gemara, the Kama, at what point are they considered Peiris Mefuzarim? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak, Kav Ba'arba Amis. If you have a kav of fruit scattered over four Amis, that's considered scattered fruit. Ask the Gemara, exactly what was meant here. Hechidami, Iderech Nefila, if we see that they just fell, that the owners lost them, so then Afila Tam Tovanami, even if there was more fruit than that scattered, the halacha ought to be that you're not obligated to return it. Viderech and Nuach, if it's obvious that was left there deliberately, so ask the Mara Afila Batz Mahachi, even if you have less than that amount, Namiloi, you should have to make a announcement. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avok v'chama, b'machnashta d'bei Dori Eskinen. Our Mishnah is speaking about the time where the fruit and the produce are taken out of the warehouses, and they're found in the place where they do whatever processing they do with it. Kav b'arba amis, and now they got scattered. So says the Gemara, when you have a situation of kav barba amis, where the scattered, a kav of fruit scattered over four amis, the nafsh terchayu, that it's a lot of work to go gather them. So says the Gemara, loy tarich inish, Nobody's going to bother to try to get them back. And what he does is, afkuri mafkulahu, the person is certainly mafkur that fruit. However, batz mahachi, when it's a smaller amount of fruit and less than dalat amis, tarach v'hada as v'shakalei, so it's not such a big tircha. And since it's not such a big tircha, people are going to take the bother to pick them up. V'lay mafkulahu, and they're not mafkrit, and therefore there's a mitzvah to the person to find it, not to take it for himself. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. So ask the Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, chatzi kav. If you have a situation where you have a chatzi kav of fruit, we have a chatzi kav of fruit, b'shtei amas mahu, within the area of two amas. So explains the Gemara. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Kav ba'aba amas tamamai. What's the reason when you have a kav scattered over four amas? The halacha is that we assume that the owner was mafkrem, because it's a big bother to collect them. However, when you only have a chatzikav, since it's not such a big bother, so like mafkahu, people aren't mafkrem. Another argument can be made, such a small amount of fruit is not success, it's not significant. It says, since such a small amount of fruit is not significant, if you have a chatzikav of fruit, b'shtei amas, only within an area of two amas, kivin d'loy chashivi, so it's not significant, mafkuhu, people are certainly mafkrit. So Tosfos asked the question, when we look at a kav of fruit within an area of four amas, so that means that there's a chatzikav within two amas. So why is this a question? Should it not make a difference? So Tosfos gives two answers. So Tosfos' first tirat says that what is the Gemara is suggesting that what is the significant factor in making this decision is the amount of area. Because the larger the area, so it's more of a tircha to have to go pick it up. But when it's a more concentrated space, so it's not so much of a tircha. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that when we speak about kav ba'arba amas, it means four amas by four amas. And when we speak about shtei amas, so it's two amas within two amas. So it's not just half, it's actually a quarter. And that's why the Gemara's question is very geschmack. It may be that when it's scattered over an area of four amas, so that's a very big area, and that's a lot of tircha to go pick it up. When it's over a smaller area, which is much smaller, it's 25% of the original area, maybe there that people are not going to consider a bother to have to pick up. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that there's not so much fruit and people aren't going to be busy with it. Now ask the Gemara another question. Kabayim b'shmoin amas, mahu. When you have two kav, but they're scattered over eight amas. And the Gemara explains the question. Kav arba amas, tamamai. What's the reason when you have a kav within four amas that we say that a person was certainly mafkit? It's a lot of work to pick up that much fruit and therefore people won't bother. If that's the case, kolshken kabayim b'shmoin amas, that when you have even a larger area, eight amas, kiven the nafish terchayut fei, it's certainly much more of a headache. And mafkahu, people are certainly mafkrit. Adoma, maybe the reason that people are mafkrit, shundalei chshivi, a kav of fruit is not such a serious amount of fruit. Kabayim b'shmoina amas, but when you have two kav of fruit, so that's already a lot of fruit. And therefore, even though it's very spread out, over eight amis, but when you have such a distinct amount of fruit, then the loch is loy mafka. So the Shita asks, what's the purpose of asking this question? It's really a continuation of the previous question. So the Rajbah has a very interesting approach to this. The Rajbah says that there is certainly a redundancy in the questions being asked. But explains the Rajbah, what happened was, each question was asked separately in a different base medrash. And then, when the Gemara was compiled, they compiled all the questions together. The Magen Avraham explains that there is certainly, the Gemara assumes, a certain point where tircha no longer plays a role. In other words, what he says is, at a certain point, even though there's tircha involved, but since there's such a significant amount of fruit that people don't want to lose, at that point, the tircha is no longer a consideration. And what the Gemara is really looking for, he explains, is to try to find out at what point have we reached an amount of fruit that people are not just going to walk away. Ask the Gemara further. Kav shel shumshamim. If you have a kav of sesame seeds, Baba Amos, scattered over Abba Amos, Mahu, Baba Amos tamamai, what's the reason why we said that if a kav is a fruit is scattered over Dalet Amos, people are mafgrit, Shum Delech Shivi, it's not considered important. However, shumshamim, when we speak about sesame seeds, which were apparently Kivin Delech Shivi, they were very significant, expensive, like mafkul, people are not going to be mafkul them. Adilma, mishum de nafesh techayu, was maybe the primary consideration, the amount of tircha involved in picking it up, and therefore, koshke and shumshamin, certainly when we speak about shumshamin, kivin de nafesh techayu tfei, involves certainly even more tircha, because they're so small, and therefore we'll say, certainly, mafkul, who the person who lost them, was mafkadem. Now ask the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha of kav shel tamari? If you have a kav of dates scattered over Arba Amos, or you have a kav rimoni, a pomegranate, Barba Amos, scattered over four Amos, mahu, what will be the halacha? And the Gemara explains again, kav Arba Amos tamamai, shund loich shivi. Why when they're scattered over Dalet Amos? They're not that important. However, Kav Tamri Barabamas, Kav Rimani Barabamas Nami, Kim de Loch Shivi, they're also not so expensive, and therefore certainly Mafkalhu. Oidoma was the primary consideration, Meshum de Nafesh Techayu. When we speak about regular fruit spread out over such an area, it represents a tircha. However, when we speak about Kav Tamri Barabamas, or Kav Rimani Barabamas, these are larger fruits. So therefore, kim de loy nafesh techayu, they don't represent such a big tircha, loy mafkalhu, people won't be mafkadem. And the question is, mai, what will be the halacha? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. And there's a very big machloikus rishonim, how to approach this teiku. So the Rosh's opinion is that since if I'm taking something that doesn't belong to me, I'm a gazlan. So therefore, in this case, it will be a safe suffix deraisa l'chumra, and since we're not sure what to do, you would have to make the announcement. The Rambam says that l'chatchila you shouldn't take it, but if you took it, you don't have to be machrosid. The Hagos Oshri, quoting Dor Zeruah, says l'chatchila you shouldn't take it, and if you take it, you should leave it ad shiyav aliyo. The Gra explains when the Rambam says that l'chatchila you shouldn't take it, but if you take it, you don't have to make an announcement, because the Rambam is following an opinion, says the Gra, that we learned in our previous parak. In the previous parak on the Avov, we learned the sugya of Tokfa Koyin. And we learned the sugya that the Koyin really was not allowed to seize what he sees there. But the halacha, says the Rambam, is Tokfa Koyin. If the Koyin did seize it, we leave it with him. And the same thing the Rambam is going to say over here. The Rambam is going to say here that if you shouldn't have taken it, but if you take it, you're allowed to keep it. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, now that we heard the Gra's Vart, we could apply to the Rosh as well. Because the Rosh, unlike the Rambam, in the Sugya of Tokfei Koyin, says that if the Koyin took it, what he wasn't supposed to take, so there the Rosh says that not only was he not supposed to take it, but if he did take it, we return it to the person to the Marakama. And if that's the case, here too, the Rosh will be consistent with his opinion that if the person picked it up, and the Rosh says you shouldn't pick it up because of Suffolk the Reis L'Chumra, if you did pick it up, you leave it, you have to give it back. Itmar begins the Gemara, a very important sugya in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. And that is the sugya of Yish Shloim Midas. Itmar, Yish Shloim Midas. If somebody picked up something that was lost before the owner was aware that he lost it, and then indeed when the owner picks it up, he realizes that when the owner realizes he lost it, he's miyash. But you picked it up before he recognized that he lost it. And because you picked it up before you recognized that he lost it, so you picked it up before yish. What's going to be halacha? Abaya amaloi have yish, and therefore you're going to have to return it. You can't keep it. And rava have yish. And there's a fundamental machlokes how to understand all these opinions. One way is that, and for Rabbi agrees that Rabbi agrees that something which certainly is going to be miyash, the halacha is that you don't have to have yish to keep it. It's only in something which is not certain that he's going to keep, that he's going to hold on to it. And others say that Abaya holds that all situations, the halacha is that if you pick up something that before it was yish, even if it's the type of object that for certain he will have yish, it doesn't make a difference. So the Ravid already asked the question that why don't we say that the machloikis of yish shaloi midas is connected to the machloikis of yesh breira. Or ein breira. We speak very often in Shas about the concept of retroactive designation. So if ultimately the owner will be miyash, why does Abaya hold that it's not yish? Shouldn't breira say that it's going to retroactively recognize that there was yish? So Arsameach says that we only could say breira by something that you were aware of the situation from beginning to end. And there, we could say there's a concept of retroactive designation. But here, the whole issue is he didn't know at the beginning what's going on. The Meritz Chai says that you can't use the concept of breira together with yish. Yish, breira means that you're going to know, you know what happened, you wanted this to happen. Yish means just the opposite. So Rava said, Yish loy midas. Abai says, Yish loy midas, loy have a yish. And as we're going to learn, that is the halacha. But there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim, Tosfos and the Ramban, why Yish loy midas, loy have a yish, and why you would have to make an announcement. Tosfos' opinion is that since when you picked it up, there was no yish, so at that moment, you became obligated in the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So even if afterwards it gets lost, even if afterwards it gets, there's yish, but that doesn't remove your obligation of Hashavas Aveda. And since that obligation remains, that's why you have to make an announcement. The Ramban has a different opinion. The Ramban's opinion is that Yish Shloim Midas makes you into a Shomer. The moment that you pick it up and before Yish, so according to Baya, you became a Shomer. Once you became a Shomer, the halacha is that you have an obligation to Hilchos Shmira and you can't change roles and become now a person that he can't now become a person that now is only obligated to that you should be able to keep it. You were a yoish. You were a shomer, and once you became a shomer, the halacha is then that keeps you in that status. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed asks an interesting question. What would be the halacha if somebody picked up something before it was yish? And we're learning now, and as I said a few moments ago, the halacha is like a baya, that yish loy midas, loy have a yish. So at that point, when you picked it up, But when the person picked it up, he was a katan. And by the time he becomes a gadol, at that point, the owner was ready miyash. So the owner became, the yish took place before he became a gadol. And the way to understand the question of the Cheshuki Chemed is, do we say that since this person, when he was a katan, was chayiv to give it back because of chinuch, so this is an example of Yishloi Midas, or do we say that he wasn't chayiv, he was only a katan, but he, and a katan's not chayiv b'mitzvahs, so then the halacha is that he won't be, then the halacha is that he won't, ha, then he will not, he will become, it'll be, and now he's a gadol, but it was after Yush, he could keep it. So the Cheshuki Chemed wants to suggest that this question is very much connected to what we just quoted, the Machlokes of Tosfos and the Ramban. According to Tosfos, the Chiyuv of Yush Loi Midas is because I became obligated in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and that obligation remains forever. But that doesn't apply to a katan, because a katan is not mechayiv a mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, that the vart is because he is a shomer. If the vart is because he's a shomer, so now I am a shomer. Even a katan can become a shomer. And since even a katan can become a shomer, that's why it doesn't change. The fundamental focus in this Gemara is that a person, if there was yiyush, and then I pick it up, then there's no machlokes, that it becomes mine. So the Rishna explained, the lesson of this Gemara is that yiyush, giving up hope is the worst thing that could ever happen. And when somebody has yiyush, then he deserves to lose what he owns. I saw another pshat, yiyush loy midas, if somebody is miyash, Where does Yish come from? Yish comes from Loi Midas. The source of Yish is when people are, don't have the proper thinking. If a person thinks like he's supposed to think, then he will never chas v'shalom be miyash. Says the Gemara in explaining this concept. B'davar sheyesh b'simen, if what was found is something has a simen, there is no machlokes, that's not considered yish. Vafagav, and continues the Gemara to say, Vafagav the Shemini the Miyash the Psoif, even though we ultimately heard that the person who owned it was Miyash, Loyav Yish. It's not really considered yish. Why? The Kiosul Yodei, when the person picked it up, Bisura who the Bali Yodei. A Surah, says the Ritva, is not Isser in the traditional sense that it did it in Aveira. What it means is, Bisur Das Liyodei, I have an obligation at this point to return it. Why? Because we have no reason to assume that the owners were Miyash. The Chiyod and the Nafamene, because when the owners will know that they dropped it, they don't automatically be Miyash. Because Meima Omer, they are of the summon, of the assumption. Simoni Isli Begavei, I know I have a simon in this object. Since I have a simon in this object, you're having the simna. I'll present the simon and v'shakinale and explains Tosfos. Even though they ultimately we are speaking about a case that they were miyash, it doesn't change because when he picked it up, he certainly was miyash yet. And even though ultimately he was miyash, this is clearly a situation that the yish was not there, that the yish was not there that I picked, at the time I picked it up. And since there was no yish at the time that I picked it up, so therefore the halacha is that certainly as we go back to the machloikis of the Ramban and Tosfos, at that moment I had a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, whereas the Ramban explains that I become a shomer, and therefore that can never be taken away. Another case where the Gemara says there's certainly no machlokes abayin rava. When something was found, bezuta shayam, there was a flood, or b'shalusay shel nahar, or the river overflowed. Dafgat the espes mana, even if what was lost has a simen, certainly rachmana shariy, what was lost may be taken by the person who found it. Kribina l'meim l'kamon, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, Rashi explains that the het of zutul shayam is yiyush. There's always an assumption of yiyush. Other Rishonim explain that the heter is not because of yiyush, but it's a special gezeiras chazal that anything that's lost in that way becomes the finder. Ki pligi, where do we have a machloikus? But davish ain by simon, something that was lost that doesn't have a simon. Abai amalai yiyash. Abai says it's not yish, because at this point, the lo yada, the nafuminei, the owner doesn't know that he lost it. V'rava ama have a yish, and Rava says it is considered yish, because the chli yada, the nafuminei, miyash, when he will become aware that he lost it, there will be yish, and therefore meima amar, because at that point, the person who lost it will say, simon elas lebegavei, I certainly didn't have a summon in it, and therefore, the yish is considered mahashtahum d'mayash. Simen pamgash mamkanti kakazas. Toshma. The Gemara asks a question on the opinion of Abaya. We learned that our Mishnah, Paris Mufazarim, if you found scattered fruit, says the Gemara, the person who finds it keeps it. Ask the Gemara, but halayada the nafamanei. When the fruits were scattered, the owner wasn't aware of that. So why is it become the finders? Answers the Gemara. Ha'amar Marok v'bachama. He explained that our Mishnah speaking about Pachav mechnishta de Bizri Eskinen. We're talking in the time that people are taking out their fruit from the warehouses. And people are aware of what's going on. And therefore, when he lost it, Aveda Midasu, he was certainly aware what was going on here. Says the Gemara, another question on Abaye from our Mishnah. Toshma, we learned, Masma Fazaris, if somebody found scattered money, Harel Shaloi, they belong to the finder. Again, ask the Gemara, Amai, Halayada, the Nafuminei, the person who lost it doesn't know. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Nami, the reason that the person who loses money is expected that he knows about it immediately, because our Gemara teaches us what Rav Yitzchak has taught us. Dama Adam Asur L'mashim P'kisoy B'kol Shah. People are constantly checking the packet. B'kol Shah V'shah. People are constantly checking the packets. And as soon as they lose money, they are aware that they lost their money. Hachanami Adam Asur L'mashim P'kisoy B'kol Shah. A person loses money, he becomes aware of it right away. And therefore, the halacha is that there was immediate yish. So the Chazanis says that maybe in the time of the Gemara, people were constantly checking the packets and were aware if they lost something. But that isn't necessarily the case nowadays. So will this halacha still apply? So the Chazanis says that once Chazal established halacha of Adam, established the rule, so to speak, of Adam Osil Mashmish Kisoy Kol Shah, that remains the halacha under all circumstances. And the reason that will be the halacha, because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But I saw that Rav Eliyashiv says that isn't necessarily the case nowadays. And this rule that our Gemara is going to use of Adam Osil Mashmas Kisei Kol Shah is not necessarily relevant b'zman hazeh. And the Sefer Pischei Choshen from Rav Yaakov Blau Zitzal discusses this question, and he says that Bizman Azeh, that he seems to paskin like the Chazanish, but he says to make sure to avoid any problem, if you find money, and you want to pick it up, don't have kavana to take ownership of it immediately. Wait, let it take a while until you have kavana to take ownership, which by that point certainly there was yish, and if certainly at that point there was yish, you wouldn't have a problem. I saw a beautiful episode from Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner had a brother who was a great Talmud Chacham. His name was Reb Zalman. And Reb Zalman, the world says that what was the difference between Reb Zalman, the brother of Chaim Volozhiner, and the Gra? Both of them knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And both of them knew Kol HaTorah Kula like a regular person knows the Perek of Asher Yoshua Vesecha. The only difference was that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Reb Zalman, knew Ashrei going forwards. But let's say somebody asked you to say Ashrei backwards, that you already have to pay a little more attention to. And that was what Reb Chaim Volozhiner's brother would have to do. And the Grod knew Kol HaTorah Kula, he could say Ashrei backwards. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner once saw his brother learning something 300 times. And he says, wow, you're really learning it. So he said, yes, I want to learn it and know it and remember it. A little while later, he saw his brother learning the very same Gemara again so many times. So he asked his brother, didn't I just see you learning this piece of Gemara 300 times? Why are you learning it again so many times? He says, because I learned the Gemara that we just learned here in Masechet Bava Metzia. The Rav Yitzchak says, Adam osei lamashmish kisei kol shah. People are constantly checking the packets. What does it mean, he said, that people are constantly checking the packets? What it means is that he constantly is thinking about his money. Why is he constantly thinking about his money? Because his money is important to him. He loves his money. And therefore, he said that, to me, Torah is like money. And since, to me, Torah is like money, Adam osei lamashmish kisei kol shah, I constantly, out of my great love of Torah, I'm always going to be reviewing what I learned, just like I care about the money, just like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak cares about his money. The Shas Chuvis Halachas Ketanis says that the Shulchan Aruch Eruchayim says that Siman Reish Nun Beis Sivov, that a tailor is not allowed to walk out Erev Shabbos with needles that he gets into his pocket because he's concerned that there's a concern he may forget about them. But you're allowed to walk out tefillin because Adam also lamashmish tefillin kol shah. A person is always making sure about his tefillin and he won't forget to walk out wearing his tefillin. So he discusses that what's the halacha? Are you allowed to walk out carrying money on Friday afternoon? He says, given that our Gemara, the Rav Yitzchak and our Gemara just said, that Adam Osu Lamashmish Kisei Kol Shah, people are constantly checking the packet, so we don't have to worry that money should be the same as tefillin. And we shouldn't be concerned that the person is going to forget his money, just like he doesn't forget his tefillin. But then he says that tefillin and money may not actually be the same. And the reason he explains is that money is something, tefillin is not just something that Adam Osul Mashmesh, that you're constantly paying attention to the tefillin in your head. There's a halacha by tefillin that you're not allowed to have hesach hadas. You're not allowed to forget about your tefillin. Whereas, when we speak about money, yes, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Adam Osul Mashmesh Kisei Kol Shah, but that doesn't mean there's a halacha of hesach hadas. There's an interesting story that's said about the Chazon Ish. There was a person who went through the Holocaust and he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war, very despondent, no family, terrible loss of the war. And they suggested that he go visit the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish, he came to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, I want to tell you a story. He said, there was once a couple, a husband and a wife, that the wife ran the business. And she went on a business trip with money to be able to buy merchandise. And she lost the money. And somebody found the money. And she was desperate to get back her money. And the person who found the money, the person who found the money said, I'm going to do what the halacha requires. If the halacha requires that I have to give back the money, I will do so. But if the halacha doesn't require that I should give back the money, I too am desperate for money. And if halachically I'm allowed to keep the money, I want to keep the money. So he says, I learned Masechta Bava Metzia. This person who found the money says, I learned Masechta Bava Metzia. And the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia says, Adam Asur L'Mashmish Kisei Kol Sha. And the Chazon Ish we just learned holds that that still applies B'Zman Hazeh. So if somebody lost money, the halacha is that he must certainly is aware that he lost the money. And you were there for certainly miyash, because there's no simonim, as we're going to learn on money, and the money is mine. And this question was brought, said the Chazon Ish, to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, everything you said is correct, but you only made one mistake. The halacha is, kol ma shekan se'isha kana bala. The money doesn't really belong to the wife, because all money that a wife has really belongs to her husband. Her husband was at home. He wasn't aware of this entire episode, so he wasn't miyash. So the Chazon Ish said to this person, you are not the owner of your life. You're not the owner of yourself. We all belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, who's the only person that can be miyash? The only person that can be miyash, said Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, is the person who owns that money. And the wife can't be miyash because the money doesn't belong to her. You too. We don't own our lives. We don't own ourselves. Everything we have is because we belong to Hashem, and Hashem puts us when and where He wants us to be. And therefore, we have never a right to be miyash. Ask the Gemara Toshima. Another question that was asked in Abaya, the Mishnah from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Agula dvela, if you found dried figs or kikrus shalnachtem or these breads, harel shalai, you could keep them." Ask the Gemara. Amai, why could they find or keep him? Hala yada de nafuminei. He's not aware that he lost them. And therefore, it's a case of Yishlei Medas. Answers the Gemara, Hasanami, Agav de Yikri, since they're heavy, you're carrying heavy objects, so may the Yadibahu, the person who drops them, is immediately aware that he lost them. Ask the Gemara another question from our Mishnah on Abaya. The Mishnah said, L'shanah shel argaman, if you found this purple wool, hare el shaloi, you could keep it. But again, ask the Gemara, Mai, halayada de nafuminei, the person that lost it isn't aware that he lost it. Answers the Gemara, hasam nami, agav de chshivi, they're in the same category as money. Agav de chshivi mishum shimam shaloi, you're constantly paying attention if you have it. And if you lose it, we have Rabbi Yitzchak's rule of adam asur l'mashmish kisei kol sha, and if you lose it, you'll be aware immediately that you lost it. Tashma. So Gemara asks another question on Abaya from the Braisa. The Braisa teaches us, Hamaytzi Masma about the Knesias, about the Midrashas. If somebody finds money in a shul, where they, but the Knesias is where they daven, but the Midrashas is where they learn, or become Makam Sharabim Tzumisham, or in any area, public area, Harel Shaloi, you may keep it. But ask the Gemara, the person that lost it is not aware that he lost it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Adam Asoy L'mashmesh Kisoy Kol Shah, a person is checking his pockets all of the time, and therefore, since a person is checking his pockets all of the time, he becomes aware of what he lost. Toshma. So the Gemara brings another question on Abaya. The Mishnah Masech the Pei Perches Mishnah Aleph teaches us, Meimisai Kol Adam Atarim Beleket. We know that leket is bundles that fell as they were collected, and given the right conditions, they belong to the aniyim. So the Mishnah teaches us at what point do we say that the aniyim gave up on the leket? Mishiel chabay hanemushes, after the nemushes passed by. Ask the Gemara v'aminin my nemushes. What is the definition of nemushes? Amar of Yochanan, sabi da azlak tigra, the older poor people that walk on a stick. Mishlokisham lakute bas lakute. You have people who go to collect, and their children, their young children, go behind them to see if they lost anything. After those children passed, anybody could take it. But Mai asked the Gemara, Ned, the Neim, the Hachim Yaj, Yes, Danim, from this location, after this happened, whatever pshat will follow, don't think that there's any more leket. And the miyash, but ekenim meduch tachrina, there's still anim in other places that aren't aware what happened here, and the loy miyash, they weren't miyash. So why would the halacha be that you could pick it up? Answers the Gemara. Kim dekenim hacha. The reality is, since there are anim here, that and everybody, all the anim of the world say that who's going to collect from this area? The anim that live here. Mikara iyash miyash. They never, the neem that don't live here, never pay attention to this. Why? Because Army and neem the Hassam, they're going to take the approach that the neem that lives there, Nuak Dilhu, and there's nothing else for us to take. So I saw that the Chazon Ish said that if somebody learns a Rishon, somebody learns a Gemara, and somebody learns a Rishon, Rav Chaim Oizer said on the Chazon Ish that the greatness of the Chazon Ish was that you could have had people who learned a Gemara, people who learned Rishonim, and didn't see what the Chazon Ish found. And he said that's what the Chazon Ish is in the category, he said, of Lakutei Bas Lakutei. What are we learning Lakutei Bas Lakutei? That the people who collected here, they send people to collect after them. There's always maybe something left to be found. And since there's always something left to be found, the halacha is that that was the greatness of certain Talmid Chachamim, most notably the Chazon Ish, that he always found something and never, it was never something that wasn't to be found in his learning. The Gemara here spoke about Matzah Mars, about the Knesius. And the question is that what's the halacha if things are lost in public places, in shuls, in catering halls? The halacha is, what is the halacha about those things? The halacha should be, once we're learning about Yish Shaloi Ben Das, since when I got it was before Yish, the halacha is that it remained, then according to Abaya, even though ultimately the people were miyash, too little, too late. And therefore, the Paiskim say, what do you do to avoid this problem? The way to avoid this problem is that we make sure that there's a sign in all these places. There's a sign in all these places that after 30 days, everything that's there is hefker. So when you hang up a coat or you put down an umbrella in such a place, what you're really doing is you're agreeing to the conditions of that location. And the conditions of that location are that anything that's found there becomes the property of that hall, or they could throw it out after whatever amount of days that it was there.